for what?
No.
It's like a porn.
Dun, 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 dun. Whoa.
That sounded like porn music.
It is. Took that from a movie called Bungle in the Jungle.
Ew. Bunghole in the Jungle?
Bungle in the Jungle. It was a cartoon porn.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
Cartoon porn?
Yeah.
Like the Smurfs?
Mm. It was more like Wile E. Coyote had a baby with...
with Mr. Magoo?
With Avatar, the movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, I don't really know. Want to know what it really is. Like.
Oh, it's just cartoon.
That you're just
having
making
sex.
It up.
No, it's a real cartoon. I walked in on my brother and his friend watching it one day when I was roommates with my brother. Mm. And I was like, hey, you guys watching cartoons? You got to grow up. And then I saw that, and I'm like, what are you watching? I'm going to go back out. No, yeah.
It just ruined my whole childhood.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't understand the thing where guys get together and watch adult movies together. Isn't that weird? That's kind of weird, right?
I don't know. And I don't really know. I mean, I think
it's
the only
weird.
Way I would do it is with my friends is if we were making fun of it. Like, oh my God. Like, it wouldn't be for, like, pleasure. It would be more like,
I understand,
are you kidding
that.
Me?
But that's how it starts off. But how do you, like...
But then you're like,
the arousal
I really
starts.
Like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's when it gets weird.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're being aroused in front of your friends.
Yeah, I never. Mm-mm.
Good. Good. Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page.
We didn't
that.
Have that.
I was worried
that's
for a second.
Kind of relationships.
Yeah. I guess back in the... Wait, this would be back in the 90s. Guys would get together and, you know...
Circle jerk?
Pop one in. I had a friend that would... like, I had sleepovers and...
Oh, yeah, we heard about your friend.
His parents would go out and, like, they'd have me come over to, like, you know, keep him company, you know, so he's not, like, getting into trouble and stuff. So we had sleepovers and I must have been, like, 14, 13 or... No, I was younger than that. I was, like, 11 or 12. And we'd always watch a movie on VHS, like, something we weren't supposed to, like, Faces of Death, you know, or, like, all those band movies. And then he popped in a porn once and I was like, all right, that's cool. And then...
That's cool.
It went on for like 30, 40 minutes. Just, I was like, I'm going to bed. Dude, we're not sleeping in the same room either tonight, so shut. So don't even get that in your brain.
You want to try that?
And you know, that was one other kid.
Oh, that was, oh my God, it's happened twice in your life.
Yeah, he's not listening, so I'll, great segue.
You like that?
I want to talk about this. When I was like seven or eight,
Wait, you want to talk about it? Like, you've been planning it? Like, I've always wanted to talk about this, like, besides to your therapist.
Well, if I planned anything, yeah, that would have been a true story, but I don't plan anything. So, I had a friend that lived in my old neighborhood, and I went over his house one day, and his dad was gone, and he's like, hey, my dad's got some, you know, Playboys and guns and stuff. You ever see a gun in person? And I'm like, no. I'm like, oh, I guess I want to see this. And I think his dad was a security guard or something. And so we went in his room, and he pulled out like a 45, one of those 45 guns. And we're like, we're holding it and stuff like that and pointing it at each other and doing all those cool things, right?
Don't try this at home, kids. Jeez.
And then we got bored with that. And then he went through his nightstand. He's like, check this out. It was like a Playboy or something. It might have been Hustler. Or I don't know exactly which one it was. But so we start looking through it, and that was like the first time I think I've ever seen like breasts on a woman and just like anything sexual. So I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And then
why do I feel that weird feeling in my pants? What is that?
What's happening to my
what's
body
happening down there?
So we start flipping through, and there was guys on girls and stuff like that. And then there was a guy and a girl like making out, and he looks right at me and he goes, do you like that? I'm like, I don't know, it's kind of weird. I'm like, I think I do. And then he goes, you want to do that? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm only eight. I don't have a girlfriend. And then he's like, no, you want to do that with me? And I was like, I think before he got the full me out, I was running down the street and I ran home crying.
Aww.
Yeah. I was running home like, and I lived over a mile away. It was like a clear, like, I don't want to tell
you. Did
you
hang out with him?
No. We
after
stopped.
That?
No. I told my mom, She
you
to
told your mother?
No, I didn't tell her that.
You told her you didn't want to go.
I just said, yeah, you know, every time she's like, where's this so-and-so? And I'm like, oh, no, we don't hang out anymore. And and he used to bike over to my house, and we used to, like, hang out. He never came over after that either. He figured out I was probably freaked out. But I, we went through schools together, like all our childhood
schools. So you were still...
We were, yeah, and I would see him, and then obviously he must have been gay. I mean, that must have been...
Well, I mean, maybe he wasn't gay. Maybe it was just like you were, your lips were right there.
Yeah, I see. I
Do you know what I mean?
Like that would never pop into my head as a thought with another guy, unless you're gay. I mean, and if you're gay, I understand it.
Yeah.
But we went through like junior high, and he was always kind of awkward and like introverted.
Yeah.
So I think that's another sign that he might have been keeping a secret.
Yeah.
And I lost touch with him once we hit high school. I don't know if he moved or I just didn't see him anymore because the school was so big.
Yeah.
But it was quite weird. That's my gay story.
That's a
good
one.
Do you have one? You must have at least seven.
No.
Knowing all your friends.
No, I really don't. I mean, we used to... no, I don't really have a gay story.
No?
Uh-uh.
Wow. Okay.
I mean...
I think I might have another one.
I'm sure you do. There was one girl that when she used to sleep over, like she was, I wasn't really good friends with her, but for some reason she liked to sleep over. One night I found out why.
Why?
She wanted to like cuddle with me.
That's a gay story.
Okay,
can
well,
you
that's
make the story
gay.
Longer than
can
that?
I
make,
can I elaborate more?
Like more details?
That's it. No, and I was just like, why? Like.
What do you mean, like nuts? Not you don't have nuts, but like, did she want to spoon you? Or?
Yeah, she
oh,
did. Yeah,
like a married couple.
Yep, that was it.
Yeah, that's not.
I think she rubbed my butt or something.
Oh yeah, God. Wow. And then I was like, so you're way more gay than I am.
She's not allowed to sleep over ever again. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I was friends with her after that.
Yeah. When I realized what he meant when he said, "Do you want to do that to me?" And I just felt the heat in my face. My face must have been so red.
Yeah, I was just like, I need to go down to my mother. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I was like, all right, you sleep in this room. Mom's sleeping in the other room.
Oh, wow. You had to finish the sleepover.
I did.
See,
it was
mine was
night.
Over. I just left. You had to, oh, that must have been weird.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. I used to have good sleepovers, though. Like, when my friends would come over, we would have, like, beauty contests and, like, all this stuff.
Wild.
We were crazy.
Girls gone wild.
My dad would be, like, hosting games in the front yard, like egg toss and...
Like, for your sleepovers?
Yeah. It was he was
like
really
a big
fun.
Event.
Yeah. It was really fun having him, you know, host it and all different games he'd set up in the front. I'd have, like, six or seven friends over.
Well, that's a pretty good
deal. You know what? I mean, was a good... Yeah. I was a good host.
Yeah. I mean, it's better... Have you ever gone to this? I've had a few of these where it could have been me too. Like they're just boring as hell and there's nothing happening. We're just watching TV.
Oh,
and,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never sleep. Like I'd always have like a problem falling asleep. So I'd be the only one like awake. And
was
the most boring thing. Like,
I'm
what
the
do
opposite.
You do?
I'm the opposite.
Oh, you pass out?
I'm the first one out. Like I fall asleep at 8 o'clock. And
I'd want to call my mom in the middle of the night and to come get me.
Oh.
Just because I didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah. That's weird.
And then I didn't because I didn't want to, you know, wake everybody up.
Oh.
There was one time. It's kind of gross. I'm not really going to tell you.
Well, let me tell you my gross one first.
Right,
maybe it'll loosen
me up. And then I'll gauge the situation. Go ahead.
One of my best friends when I was a little kid, I slept over his house. And in the middle of the night, I'm a sleepwalker. And
God.
So, and usually it revolves around me having to urinate. You know, this is the story of me when I was very little. My parents had a bunch of friends over, and I walked by butt naked and opened the fridge and peed in it. One of those things.
Right.
And all my like sleepwalking stories revolve around the bathroom. I guess I might have to go, and it
I
wakes
think a
me
lot
up halfway.
Of, a lot of the sleepwalking stories.
Yeah, it
are,
wakes
have
me up.
That involved.
Sometimes I dream. Well, in this case, I was over a friend's house. And we were like in the middle of the night. I remember the dream too. It was like I was in like an old school, and I had a piss, and it was just a dream of me pissing in a urinal. But in real life, I started to go.
Right.
So I woke up to him screaming, "You're peeing on me!" I was sleeping in his bed, and I started peeing on the bed. This is so.
Oh my god.
That was embarrassing. You know, that's pretty embarrassing. You know, to pee at your sleepover.
Yeah.
On the person too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't say the last name, but I'm sorry, Mrs. Blah blah blah.
Beep.
Who happens to be the same family where I vomited in the back of their car. Brand new
Mustang
Z28. Yeah, brand new Z28. And we went to a baseball game, and they loaded me up with chocolate shakes and
hot
dogs.
It was their fault, though. I mean, hello.
Yeah, I know.
You can't load the kids up with all that shit, food, and not expect something to come out.
I peed on your kid. It's your fault.
That's what you get.
Well, so, but thank God I have a wife, because I'll never get married after that story gets out.
That's right. You might be divorced. She's listening. No. Does Kara listen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She does after.
That's good.
Yep. And she, like this morning, she and every time I go to my podcast.
Does she ever want to be on this, on it, on here with us?
I ask her to, but if she really wanted to, I think she would say, can I be on it? Or
right? No, maybe she's waiting. Did you ask her, like, hey, you want to be a guest on our show today?
Yeah. It's always, like, during when she has to go get ready for a cat, like, her work.
I know.
Her business, so.
Well, that, yeah, that's the problem.
Maybe we should do the next one at her shop. In Hudson.
We could.
Kerosene. She owns Kerosene.
In Hudson, New Hampshire.
Yeah. It's a rustic gift shop. And they
rustic
do
more. Rustic home decor.
Home decor.
And more.
And more. And the more is, you know, they do classes. What, this isn't an ad, right?
Why not? Plug it, baby.
I sound like a dummy.
Maybe you should advertise
her
first.
Go to my wife's store and buy her stuff.
Now. IKEA.
Yeah, that'd be weird to have my... Wait, we've had your husband on. We should have my wife on. Then I just think I would shut up.
Yeah.
Because whenever, like...
I think you would. You wouldn't be yourself.
No.
Although,
myself
was hers. On
like,
here.
Like, I'm used to being the, like, let people talk in my house because everybody talks
yes.
in my house.
I noticed that when she comes in, she talks, and then you just
I just
there.
Shut it up. That's my place.
Yeah, that's so my place. So which one's a real you?
Mm.
Who are you?
The one at home. I'm really, I don't talk.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't, this is the place where I let it out. So when I go home, I'd say nothing for 8-12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I was like that. I just keep talking.
I talk all day at work, you know, with people. And then when I get home, I have nothing left.
You just let everybody else take over.
Yeah. Even when I open my mouth, nothing comes out. It's like, oh.
It's my son's birthday today. Happy birthday, Ben.
Ben, the big 1-9.
1-9. I can't believe it.
He's a big kid.
He's a big kid.
6'4"?
Yeah.
Look at that kid. You had a 6'4 kid.
I know. He hits his head on the ceiling fans.
Was he a small baby?
No, he was 8'3".
That's average.
Yeah.
That's what I was like 8 pounds when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But it's so weird when you see like big kids and they're like, average or small babies.
Yeah, my brother, who's a big guy, like, you don't want to mess with him.
He's thick.
He's, like, muscular, like, crazy.
When I saw a picture of him, he reminds me of either the Incredible Hulk.
Or The Rock.
The Rock. Like, yeah, he's, like, a thick-looking, like...
He's just, like...
Healthy-looking, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's not fat. He's solid.
Yeah. But he, and he only weighed, like, 5 pounds at birth. He was a little tiny munchkin. We were talking about that last night. Wow. At Ben's... soiree that I had from Ben's girlfriend.
What does it feel like to have a baby?
I don't know.
Like,
I
did you have C-sections? Oh, yeah. See, I haven't talked to anybody about what it feels like that had it natural. Both my kids were C-sections.
Yeah, I would think it hurts. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, did you have to go into labor?
They started putting me into labor, but with Pitocin, you know,
yeah,
the
I remember
medication,
that.
And then to start contractions, but no. The baby didn't like it, so they just cut him out.
Oh, Kara, when they started her with Pitocin, and she was in labor for a good over 5-6 hours at least. And then we went to push for another hour or two, and after pushing and all that work, got her dilated and all that. Ended up being, obviously, he was 12 pounds, 5 ounces, so it would not have worked.
No,
but,
that would have hurt a lot.
She was in labor for it was more than 5 hours. It was a long time. We went in the morning, and the C-section didn't happen till like 5 or 6 at night.
Yeah.
So.
No.
And I just remember her pushing, and I was down there, and I'm like, I'm not gonna pass out. I'm not gonna pass out. And then like, it, what almost made me pass out was that it seemed like everybody, including the janitor and the cafe manager, got to check her dilation. It was like every 2 minutes, it was a different person, you know, like checking it. And to see, like, just random people putting their hands inside your wife, it was like, what the heck's
going on? You're like, I'm getting in there. You're like, I was in there first.
It was goopy.
You know, no, it was a good. But with Ben, I had, since I had a C-section with Ben, my first one, I had a C-section with my second one. So my second one was scheduled, so I knew what time it was coming.
Yeah. Was it like rock and roll in the second one? It was a lot more to handle, like easier to handle for you, or?
The actual C-section?
Like just going through it. Like you already went through it, so was it easier the second time?
Yeah, and I worked for my OBGYN, so I scheduled my own C-section, and I like booked the hospital and all that stuff. I did all that, so I knew everything.
I can't, as a man, I can't fully understand that you schedule something where a human is being detached from your inside and pulled out.
Take him out. But when I had my first one, he screamed when they pulled him out, and it wasn't like anything I've ever heard before in my entire life. It was like a primal scream.
Yeah.
Like not a little baby. So I'm like, sound like an animal. And I couldn't see because they had the drapes up.
Like a goat? What animal?
I don't even know.
A new animal.
Like a devil. Not like a devil. Like a devil.
Like a monkey? Like a screech?
A deep.
Deep? Like a whale?
No. I can't even do it. But so I've said to my husband.
It's a cat.
I'm like, was that him? And Jeff, look, and he's like.
He threw his voice.
I think so. I'm like, holy shit. Put it back in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was.
Like a scream, huh?
Yeah, it was like a. It wasn't like a little baby.
Is it on video?
Oh, God.
Nobody was taking video?
No. I think we had a video camera, but it was one of those big, huge ones that looks like a TV one.
Yeah, like a TV producer.
Like you hold it on your shoulder. It's so big. No, we didn't have. I mean, we have pictures in the OR, but not.
Yeah, there's some video of me in the delivery room saying some dumb shit. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I had said some really dumb stuff that day.
Were you pretending to be like funny? Because that would have pissed me off as your wife.
Like, I didn't think. I was just saying what was on my mind, kind of like what I do here, you know? And so I said some really dumb stuff. Like, one of the dumb things was, I guess I said, when Harrison was born and I heard him cry, I said, oh, my God, I don't know exactly what I said, but generally I said, it's like I recognize his voice like I knew him from a long time ago.
Oh,
I said something really dumb.
Oh, my God.
I said, something really dumb.
Like very touching and philosophical.
I was trying to be sensitive, and it came off as, you know.
Stupid?
Sub-smart.
Sub-smart.
Yeah. Babies.
Babies, we love them. Well, happy birthday to you, my little Benjamin.
Big Ben.
My Ben.
You think he's going to get married to his girlfriend? You think this is the one?
I don't know.
I met mine when I was 18.
Maybe.
It's possible.
I mean, they love each other. She made an amazing dinner last night for us.
She's such a great person, too.
She made lollipop chicken. So it's where it's like a drumstick, but you cut the tendons and push it down so the bone is sticking up, and it's a ball of chicken at the bottom.
Awesome. That's like high-end
food. Cooked them on the grill, yeah. And then she made, kielbasa and then this potato bake thing. It was so good. And salad. It was so good. She made the whole thing. It took her for hours to make it. It was awesome.
And did she serve,
I have pictures.
She made like a four-course meal? Or is like appetizers?
It was just like a buffet, like a bunch of stuff so we could just sit there and eat because that's what we do.
How old is she? 18? She young?
Yeah, she's 18.
That's not bad for somebody, you know. She doesn't have. Has she worked in restaurants and all?
No.
That's pretty good for somebody.
Those are the chickens.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That looks like something you would buy at Michael Timothy's.
I know. And she's never made them before.
Wow.
It was really.
She definitely. You can tell she loves to cook.
She does.
I don't know if I love to cook, and I'm a cook. Because I don't do things like that are like great with presentation.
Yeah.
I can make, like, a lasagna, but, like, when it comes to making a meal that looks good, you know, or makes sense, like, putting things together, I don't really do too much of that.
Oh, you don't? I thought you did.
I can, but I don't.
I can't cook like it. I can't be like, oh, that's going to taste good on this. Like, I don't do good with, like, spices and marinades and stuff like that.
I know basic.
I can cook a steak, but
yeah, me too. I mean, I'm basic. I'm me very too. Basic. Yeah. I don't. My brother is more into
like artisan.
Yeah, or making like recipes, stuff from a recipe. I don't do recipes. So my cooking is like winging it pretty much. And I think if you have stuff in your house and you don't know what to do, I'm good in that situation. Yeah. You know, yep. I can make something out of nothing, but. But when it comes to making like those little lollipop drumsticks, I don't do stuff
good
too. Like that.
She did like a barbecue marinade, but she added cranberry juice and like all this stuff that she it wasn't a recipe. It was just stuff that she thought would taste good, and then she basted those things. And I was like, holy crap!
Yeah.
Me, I'm just like, all right, mine's plain. I'm plain.
Yeah.
Like no sauces, no seasonings. Just
I'm a
plain.
I think the name I would call myself is a category cook. Like, I make soup, I make dinner, yeah. I make breakfast. That's a category. And then, like, she can make, like, drumsticks and to lollipops. And,
right.
Like, she can, like, she's really artsy. She can create.
Right. She can create. She can.
Yeah. She's like a...
She might look at a recipe, but, like, just get the idea and then go off on her own and do her own thing and make it taste really good.
Wow.
I can't do that. If I have a recipe, I stick to the recipe. I don't...
Yeah.
Add anything,
well,
subtract
we need to add a cooking segment onto our...
Oh, we do. We should. Yeah.
And we could do a video.
We could video. We could video my house because I have the island, so we could attach the thing to the island.
Yeah. And then
the
we'll just...
The camera.
We'll do commentary while she's cooking and keep it light and funny.
We'll be like, what are you doing? What are you doing now? How about now?
You're making lollipop chicken over there, huh? Lollipop.
Oh, like, I'm like, ooh, I'll make a dip. And you know what I did? I opened an envelope of French onion soup mix and some sour cream. And what? That was my French onion soup, my French onion dip.
I know. It's just funny when you said that after, like, she's, like, creating something, like, making a lollipop chicken, and you're going to open an envelope and dump it in a container.
Oh, and that's it. Then she's like, and then I said, okay, how can I help you? She's like, if you want to put the salad together... Well, all right. I open the bag of romaine lettuce. I open the little bag of croutons, cheese, and sauce that all came together. Dressing.
But that sounds very complicated.
It was, and then we had a fire outside. It was nice. You missed those days.
I miss having. I don't know. I haven't had a fire pit since we owned a house back in 2011. We left so.
This is a perfect... Last night was a perfect night because it was cool and it was the leaves are crunching.
We were out driving looking for a house last night.
Last night?
Yeah. We drove at night. We wanted to see a couple places, what they look like at night when everybody's home in the neighborhood. Uh-huh. And so we first went to a condo. We're looking at condos too now because I don't know what's happening with the house. It's just the market is so upside down. I don't know what's happening. So... We saw a condo, and we already kind of decided it really wasn't big enough for us. But we wanted to drive by the neighborhood, so if we see anything in that neighborhood, we can either say yay or nay, because we know what the neighborhood's like. So we drove all the way out to Milford, way past the Oval off Elm Street, and went looked at this three-bedroom condo. And the pictures, it looked pretty nice, but when you got there, it was pretty small for the parking. So we have three cars. And it was way smaller in person for three cars.
Yeah.
So we knew it wouldn't work. So we were good. So we were starting to drive out of the complex, and we looked to our right, and guess who we saw?
Wait.
Guess.
Santa?
Somebody we know. Remember Liliana?
Oh, Liliana.
Hey, ¿qué pasa?
She lives in there?
She lives in there, yeah. And
well, that's fun. How's she doing?
She's doing good.
Good.
Yeah, I think she's got a roommate now or something like that. But her kid is all grown up. And
she has
like
a kid. I know.
Good. Yeah, they're all grown up now. And but, you know, she's doing great. You know, and we just chatted for a little bit. It was kind of cool. And she's like, oh, are we going to be neighbors? And we're like, no. It's just, I said it was a little far, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it took us 25 minutes to me, which is not far. But for Kara, if she has to deal with traffic, she'd have to leave 40 minutes before. Yeah. You know, and it could, you know, to me that's not bad, but for her it's a little too far.
Yeah.
So I understand, but.
We went to the Cape yesterday to check out a house.
The vacation?
Vacation house.
What was that like?
So we saw it like on VRBO and we're like, oh, this looks really good. Very expensive. I mean, it's Cape Cod in the summertime. Yeah. So before we wanted to plunk down a bunch of money, because we have the whole family, yeah, the whole family is in on it. So we had to kind of make everybody happy. But so instead of plunking down all the money, I'm like, all right, we should take a drive down to the Cape, check it out. Thank God we did. It was not what the picture showed.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
You showed me, I saw the pictures. It looked pretty, pretty big and like it looked like a resort.
It was like just small rooms. Like it wasn't big open space or anything like that. It was just, it was so old. It was your basic Cape house.
If you want to get together all in the same room at the same time, it would have been too small.
No.
That sucks.
And then.
What was that going for too, for the entire bill for 1 week or something? $11,000
Close to 12, yeah.
Wow.
Which, and it was on, it was down the street, like a half a mile from the beautiful beach. Mm-hmm. The beach was awesome. But that was the only way in and out from the beach, and it was a public access beach. So you're talking, what about the traffic, you know, going on that road? And the pool area was really, really nice, but it just wasn't what you think you would get for close to $12,000 for the week. And I'm glad we went because we would have paid it and then gone down there for a vacation and been like, oh, shit.
Right. And now,
so that now we found another place up in the mountains.
Well, that's like a 180 right there.
Yep. Like right in Maine.
So what time of year is this
end
trip?
End of June.
That might be pretty good. It won't be too hot because you'd be up in the mountains.
And it has got a big pool and stuff.
Okay.
And then so the place in Cape Cod was 3,000 square feet. This one has 6.
Is it 6, comparable 000. In price?
It's $400 a night cheaper.
A night cheaper?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, $400 per person a night or
a night
the entire
cheaper.
Thing? Just cheaper. Wow, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I think the other place was like $1,200 a night. This one is...
That's a couple grand savings.
$795 a night or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
So anyway, so we're going to... we're waiting to see if we can take a ride up and take a look at it. But it's near Sunday River in Maine.
Sunday River. So it's about 2 hours. What part of Maine is that? Is that north?
It's near Bethel, Maine.
Oh, Bethel. I know where that is.
Yep. It's like 2 hours from here, so.
Wow.
Yeah. So hopefully the guy will get back to us and we can take a ride up.
I would prefer the mountain one over the Cape Cod one. I just think Cape Cod, you're
Cape Cod, I love the
so
Cape.
So expensive.
It is, but if you go anywhere, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
And there's so much traffic in the summertime on Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to take a drive, like you're...
Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
It's definitely got more tourists than...
More what?
Some more tourism. You know, you might...
Yes.
Like when I go on vacation, I think I don't want to be a tourist. I want to be like in a quaint little, like private kind of a thing where... You're not competing for a spot on the beach or like...
That's a house in Maine.
That is not a house. That's the house from The Shining. it's a
like
hotel.
A hotel. Yeah.
Who has a house like that?
Yeah. It's beautiful, right?
And you drove up there?
No, we haven't driven up there yet. We have to wait.
You get up there, it's like an old shack. That was the house. That was the house back in 1999.
I don't think it could be. I mean, how do you Photoshop that?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't Photoshop, like, windows.
Listen to me. Wait. How many people are you trying to get?
There's, like, 17 of us.
That house is built for, like, 100 people.
It sleeps 20-something.
20-something.
Yeah.
It's like, there's at least 6 baths in that house, I bet.
There's 6 bathrooms.
Oh, wow.
And, like, 8 bedrooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you can have a his and her. Like, 3 for, well, I'm sorry. 4 for the girls and 2 for the guys. You always have to have more bathrooms for women because they pee every single
hour. I think there's a bathroom
hour.
Per bedroom
oh,
or something
okay.
like that, close to that.
Wow. Man.
I know. So anyway, so we're going to hopefully take a ride up and check that one out. Me and my brother, we go on road trips together. We have fun.
That's a good idea.
But it's always nice to have something to look forward to. Tony, you should go on vacation.
I know. You know, I can.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I already know for sure we're going away next October. We have to close down for a little bit to do a wedding in Utah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be so expensive.
But I told you 25 years next year is your wedding, right?
Is it?
What year did you get married?
97.
Yeah, 25 years next year.
Next May 10th.
Uh-huh. You need to plan something.
You know what? I'm gonna get hit by a car.
No, that's what your wife is planning
so I can get
for
out
you.
Of it.
She's already planning that for you.
Yeah.
She just upped the life insurance.
I'm going to bring myself close to death.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. 25 years.
25 years. That's a long time. That's good for you. Yeah. You should have a party. I always said everybody should have a party.
That's weird. I won't throw it. Like, I'm not going to throw my own wedding anniversary. Is that what that happens? Or I'm dying. I'm having a stroke. I hate throwing parties for myself. We don't do that. Like, me and Karen, none of us want to throw a party for ourselves. Like, what are we going to do when we turn 50? You know,
you hope, so, usually hope you, your kids throw you a party.
Yeah, somebody has to do it, right?
Right.
Thank God.
Yeah, usually
I hate doing that.
So it's funny because last night we had a little thing for Ben, and so like, you know, usually the birthdays stop as far as the kids go, like when they're 18, and then they, you know, have another big one at 21, mm-hmm. and then, you know, 40 or whatever. So I'm like, really, you shouldn't even be having a party because since you're only 19, like that's not a milestone.
No.
But we had one anyway.
I stopped having birthday parties, I think, when I turned like 16 or 17. Like, I remember
eight. I mean, we didn't go to like Chuck E. Cheese or anything. We just kind of got family together. We didn't have like.
Yeah, I think we even stopped having those for me when I remember being like, what? No more parties? I remember thinking that and they'd be like, nobody likes me anymore?
Like, wait, no more presents?
What? This doesn't go on forever?
What? It's my birthday.
And then I would wake up, like, I would stay. Like, all day, I'm like, they're going to surprise me. This is a joke. Yeah. I remember the first time, like, when I realized my party days are over for my birthday parties.
Oh, shit, yeah.
I was, like, 15 or something like that. And I remember staying up, and I'm, like, looking at my bedroom door, and I'm looking at the clock. And it was, like, I think it must have been a weekend because I was staying up late. And I'm looking, and it's, like, 11:59. I'm like, you got one more minute to bang through that door, bitches, and give me my birthday.
They?
No.
Oh, shit.
No, they gave me cards and stuff. Like, yeah. My mom gave me a birthday card with some money and stuff like that. And they might have got me something, but there was
For what birthday was this?
I was probably around 15.
Oh, so it was
I could have been 14. Right. I could have been 16. I don't remember what year, but
no, so like Christmas the next too. One's not till 21.
Yeah, 21, and then
that's what I told him. Like, 40, you right? Got nothing. 21, then like 40, and 40 then 50. 40
is when they recognize you're an old over the hill or whatever. And 50.
25, you should get one because you can like rent a car. So that's like a milestone, right?
My parents took me on my 21st birthday. It was just me and my parents. We went out. They took me to Martha's Exchange on Main Street, and I got a beer. my first beer I ever ordered was called Bullfrog Stout. It was the darkest. Pungy as a beer. It was. I got two sips in, and I'm like, I can't. I mean, it was like three concentrated Guinness beers in one. That guy that I remember when I ordered it.
Because you thought you were like, ooh, cool, yeah, I'm gonna order this beer.
The guy's like, can I get you a beer, sir? And I'm like, yeah. What do you got? He's like, well, on tap we have the Bullfrog Stout. We got this and that. I'm like, oh, the Bullfrog Stout. And the guy's like, he goes, dude, it's really strong. Give me the Bullfrog Stout. I got three sips in, and my dad had to finish it.
My parents hid, did a scavenger hunt of money for me on my 21st. They hid like 21, like 20s or something, or 10s, I think it was.
Did you get it all?
Yeah.
You found it all?
Uh huh. And then I worked at a bar. So what do I on my 21st birthday? I go down to the bar I worked at, and everybody bought me drinks anyway. But then in reality, for my 21st, I went to Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah, with my friend who had a birthday around the same time, we went to Vegas together.
Wow, that's cool. That's way more exciting than my story.
You know what? It was kind of scary now that I look back at it. I mean, they were. We filled up our bathtub with ice and put a bunch of beer and stuff in there because we thought we were going to drink it.
Yeah.
And we did go out to clubs and we drank vodka gimlets.
What's a gimlet?
It was just vodka with a little bit of lime juice in it.
Why do they call it? Is a gimlet the
That's
lime?
That's the gimlet part, I guess. Oh. I don't know. It had
vodka and lime.
Yeah, and then a lime in it or some other fruit in it. Olive, maybe?
Coconut.
Anyway. And then we met these dudes who were in the Army, maybe? Navy? They were in uniform.
Oh.
And we invited them back up to our hotel room, not for like sex or anything like that, but just to party because we had all this beer in our tub.
Of course, not for sex.
No, we didn't do that.
You never invite strange men in uniform back to your room for sex.
We did not do that. But I was like, we could have, that's like so raped. Unsafe.
Or they could have been raped.
Yeah.
You could have been two psychos.
Exactly. No, it was just like, we had all this beer and we're like, come to our room and drink beer, you know?
Yeah.
And that was it.
Well, they came, let me tell you right now, I don't know these men. I'm 100% sure they went to the room thinking there was going to be sex.
Maybe. They were probably like, leave.
Yeah. You women have that little power called night.
Vagina.
Naivety. Called it, yeah, vagina. And then a little bit of naivety. And that's like putting chum in the water for dudes.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen. But the funny thing of that whole trip was we took all these pictures. Like, you know, we climbed the statues in Caesar's Palace. Like, all these pictures. Great pictures.
Yeah.
And we get back, and I had the cameras, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take the camera, the film down, and get developed. So I opened up the camera and
it was the guy's penis.
There was no film in it, like the whole time.
Oh my god! What kind of? Oh so no!
So I was like, all right, and then I had to tell my friend Cynthia there was no film in the whole time.
Wow, I was not expecting that. That's funny.
Fucking pictures. Of, like, just crazy stuff that we did. They would have been awesome. I would have loved to have looked at them now, you know?
You know how sometimes some cameras give you, like, a free shot you don't need film for? Like, was it one of those cameras? You always get one shot?
No, it was, like, a camera that you actually had to load film in.
Oh, my God.
You know what? And then advance it. Like, spin the thing. Ooh, yeah.
You didn't realize after, like, 1,000 snaps of the photo and it didn't run out? You didn't.
You know what? We were in fucking Vegas, so we weren't. Whoa. There's parts of that trip I blocked out, I think. But yeah, that was like the highlight. So when we got back, I don't think she talked to me for a little while after that.
Wow.
Like, it was my fault. I wonder if she remembered. What was that laugh?
That's my teenager laugh. No. That's my teenager laugh.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Wow. But, so that's a great, great thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think memories are better than pictures.
Yeah, until you forget, and then you're just like, shit.
I thought you were going to tell me. I was waiting for it. Like we left the room, and the guys took pictures of their junk, and then we developed the film
I
later.
Told you, I feel like it was so innocent back then.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we were innocent, but we weren't, like, promiscuous like that.
No.
We just looked good. And then
two good-looking girls.
Wow, you can't even say it.
I'm seriously back into my teenage years right now.
Hi.
My name's Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just out there for a good time.
I came close. When I was in, I was 14, and I was in a band with some college kids. And
severe tire damage.
They used to pick me up, you know, after my parents went to bed. And then drive down to Boston, and we would play house parties, and they'd drop me off at, like, 4 in the morning. That went on for, like, it was one summer. And I was 14. Yeah, I was 14. So.
You said that, like, 4 times?
Yeah, I had to say it a few times.
Were so you 14?
I was 14.
Okay.
And there was a few times where, you know, we were playing the party, and then after we play, people started drinking and partying, and I didn't drink, even under peer pressure. I was sober all the time. And there was one time where I walked in on my drummer, and he was with, like, two girls or something. Like, and they were just...
Good for him.
Like, yeah, he was a slut, this kid. Oh, my God. He was good-looking, and he was a drummer, and...
Right, he did it.
He slept with everything, and it was disturbing. You know, because
it was disturbing.
I had such a weird sense of, like, when you sleep with a girl, you're supposed to love her. And this kid was like new girl every time. Like, every time we went to Boston, it was a new girl. Like, it was the never-ending revolving of college girls and things.
Yeah.
And I was 14, and I was witnessing this. And there was one time we were asleep. I was waiting to be dropped off, but they were so drunk that they had to sleep for a while. And so I'm sitting in a basement on where the gig was. We played in the basement. It was like a 3-story house off of Commonwealth Ave.
Uh-huh.
And it was the drummer again with two different women. I think that was a theme with him. And then there was me on a couch over there, and they were under a blanket fooling around while I'm sitting there like an idiot, just sitting on a couch waiting for them to sober up so they can drop me off. And he's like, Tony, get under here. And I'm like, no.
Oh, my God.
Listen, if it was a girl, I was so shy, I would have said no to a girl probably. Just because I was a very late bloomer.
Even if she took your hand and said, I'll show you.
I mean, I wouldn't have stopped her probably. But if it took me to like take the initiative to do anything, nothing would ever happen.
Right.
Because I was totally into girls, but at the same, I was really shy. I mean, it was weird. I was really, really shy. So he's like, Tony, get on here. Because the joke with them was they wanted to try to get me like late. Like that was the big thing with them. And because I was so young.
They were 18 and I was 14. That movie.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you should see it.
Almost Famous?
Yeah.
Is it My Life when I was 14?
Well, it's about a band and then it's the kid who's not actually in the band, but he writes for Rolling Stone magazine. Really? And he
True story?
Yeah. And he follows the band.
Oh.
And he's never done anything, and his mom's
make
like,
make him get experience.
Yeah, yeah. And then he went on tour with them, and he was just like,
wow,
all these things, you know, that were going on around him, and he was just sitting there. It was like you.
I probably saved myself though. I mean, I know for sure one of the guys definitely got like VD, like a bad case
I'm
of
sure.
it. And then we ended up. I remember we had to cancel like a bunch of like house parties and stuff because he got something like down his crotch. Like, and it wasn't even the drummer though. It was one of the other guys. Like, I think it was a singer. And after that happened, after I was away from that scene for a couple of weeks, I just
you were like, no.
Again, I became a recluse, and they called my house and stuff. I wouldn't answer the phone calls, and I'd tell my mom to tell them that I'm not, you know, interested anymore. And I left all my equipment like over their house. Like, one of them their parents owned a house in Westford, and that's where we practiced because it was in between Boston and where I lived. And I just left, like, amps.
Do you still contact them?
No. Like, no. I can't I can't even remember all their names. I can't remember any of their names. I was 14. I'm thinking right now. I can't even if I wanted to look them up.
Do you know the name of the band?
No. We didn't even really have a name. We were just a house party band.
Oh, house parties.
Yeah. We just did house parties. We didn't really have a name.
That's okay. You don't have to have a name.
Like, if I wanted to look up on Facebook, that's one of the things I tried to do was find, and I remember back in 2011, when I first got on Facebook, I tried to think of their names so I can look them up, and I couldn't remember their names. It's so weird. Is that weird?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, I spent a whole summer playing with these guys, like, every week, and I can't remember any of their names. My brother went to a few of the parties, too. My brother and his friend went to a few of them. Oh, wow. And they got wasted. But, again, the names are gone. Huh. I'll never remember their names. I tried for so long to think of their names that I can't. So weird. And I just left, like, $600 worth of gear at their house, and I just let them keep it.
Like, oh, my God.
Right after that happened,
what the fuck has been announced?
Dude, I'm having a stroke today. Right after that.
Can you get a little quicker, please? Let's go. We're in a time crunch.
I started to work out a little bit, too. I was pretty self-conscious. I was 14. I was chubby, and I wasn't really fat, but I was definitely like a mess. I had zits, you know.
Right, you were in that awkward,
yeah,
like,
I had a mullet.
Yeah, that awkward 80s shit. Yeah.
Awkward 80s look. I was trying to find myself.
My mom said that even during my awkward years, I never looked awkward. My mom told me that.
I'm sorry, awkward 90s. Wait.
She's like, even during your awkward phase where you're like preteen, teenager, you were still beautiful.
That doesn't help when your mom tells you that, though, right? Because you want to be confirmed.
I didn't need validation from her.
Yeah, you want your peers to confirm it. That's more, I mean, your parents have unconditional love, I do with my kids. But it's nice when you're like your friends or like somebody you don't know around your age is like, man, you're hot, or you know that stuff.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I think that's why you get married, because you're like, that person has to say that stuff to you because That's part of your vows?
Yeah, that's a confirmation too. If this person marries me, I got to be pretty good. I mean, they're not going to marry
he's married, so he's got to be something. Or she's got to be something. She's married. Somebody likes her that much, you know, to marry her.
Yeah, I didn't get too much of that. There was a small window when I, right before I met my wife, like my 93 was a great year for me. I was in my prime and
93 was a great year for me too.
Great year. Yeah. I loved it.
Yep. 93 to 97 actually were the best years.
It's really
not the best.
The first year I had confidence. Like I felt confident. Yeah. And I, even though I looked at myself in the mirror once in a while, I didn't do a lot of that. But when I did, I'm like, yeah, you're pretty, you know, this is the best you've ever looked, man. Jesus. I never said I was hot.
Good, man. You give yourself like that, you know, shot the little gun.
Yeah. And then, and to hear it from your peers, when I went back to school after I lost a ton of weight, and then they're like, Tony, what'd you do? You look great, this and that. And I heard that every day my senior year. And I got the best grades ever. I think that probably, if I would have been good at school, if I was, like, if my image of myself was good, I think if you're happy with yourself, you're just happy to be in school. And so I think that was part
of
my issue.
Your brain works better, I think.
I think so. I think when you have a distorted image of yourself.
So they should teach that. I mean, that should be instilled in the children young.
I think they do in Japan. They all look the same. Everybody looks good. Was that racist? No, I don't know. Why do I get racist?
It's not that you're racist. You're just talking about people that are from a different race. That's all. That's not racist. That's like you're not putting them down.
No. To me, they all look good.
Yeah.
Even the chubby ones.
Is that racist? Is there like a chubby race?
Chubby race.
You know what I mean? Like you make fun of like a There's chubby a... person or you say something.
Yeah. Is there that... a... Wait, let's keep this going. Is there a race of people that are just like chubby? You know, like some like races of like ethnicities have a certain look.
Right, but we would have to look up the definition of race.
Like Samoan. Like Samoan. Is that a race?
No, that's people from Samoa.
But is that a race? Like there's black, there's white, there's Asian.
Yes, I think it is.
Would that be? Because they are like thick people.
But I think it might be grouped into like not Caucasian.
Non-white?
Yeah, off-white?
You can't say,
I don't know.
I'm an off-white person. Like I'm black, I'm white, I'm Asian. I'm an off-white. That's not. I don't think that's a category.
Like, yeah, because when I get a tan, I'm off-white.
I'm gonna get my phone out. Hold on.
What are you gonna do?
I want to see if Samoan is a race.
Well, that would be like with The Rock. He's Samoan, isn't he?
Yeah. Is The Rock? Is Samoan? How do you spell Samoan?
Samoan.
Is Samoan a race? All right, Google. Dude. It's a Polynesian people.
Is that a race?
Polynesia? French Polynesian.
All right, here, we're going to look up what constitutes race.
What did the Samoan race come from is the question on Google here, and the answer is?
Some people from Samoa.
Oh, it might be Asian.
What constitutes race is defined as a category of humankind that shares certain distinctive physical traits. Mm-hmm. So it is.
So Asian.
But.
It says here. The study also found that modern Samoans come largely from the Austronesian lineage, people in Taiwan Island, Southeast Asia, Micronesia, Kosovo, New Guinea.
Okay, so it's more so ethnicity. It's an ethnicity because the term ethnicity is more broadly defined as large groups of people classed according to common racial, national, tribal, religious, linguistics, or cultural origin or background. So Jewish, what would that be? That's not a race. It's an ethnicity, isn't it? I thought it was just a religion.
Oh, my God. I feel so dumb. I don't know if Jewish Saturday Jews are a race
morning
or
is dumb. I'm dumb.
I think they're both.
Oh, wait. Sunday morning. What's today?
Sunday.
Oh, shit. off a day.
Sunday morning. And we're trying to figure out if Jews are a race or ethnicity.
Somebody please call in.
My brain's going to fall out.
I couldn't call my mother and ask her because she's half Jewish.
I know who to call.
Who?
My brother. He would know.
He's going to say something really racy, isn't he?
I hope not. I apologize in advance if my brother says something.
Yeah, we can't control what people say upon these phone calls. He might not even be up.
Yeah, he runs a cafe.
On Saturday?
Saturday. 7 days a week they're open, so he might be working today.
Where?
Toyota Cafe of Nashua. He runs that cafe.
I have to drop my car off tomorrow, but it's not there.
Which Toyota?
Hyundai.
What?
It's a Hyundai, not Toyota.
No. Want to call Herb?
No.
Herb would definitely know.
My mother would know.
I know, but I don't...
But I don't want to call her.
Here he is. All right, call my brother's number.
Are you going to tell him that he's on the air so he has to keep it clean?
No.
You're not?
No.
It's funny. You might have to edit.
Call my brother.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is Samoan a race, and what race do Samoan peoples belong to? Do you know the answer to that?
Is Samoan a race?
Right. Like white, black, you know what I mean? And if it is, what race do they belong to? You're my phone a friend.
What? Well, if Samoan's a race, then they belong to the Samoan race.
Right? All right. That's what I was thinking. All right. We'll move on.
Aren't they Hawaiian?
Is that a race? I know Hawaiians are a country, and the people of Hawaii are Hawaiian.
Hawaii's a country, but...
I mean, Hawaii's not a country. It's a state.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, I would say Samoan's a race.
All right. And what about Jewish people?
What about Jewish people?
Are they a race, or is are they like ethnicity?
No, I would say it's a race.
A race.
What the fuck are you doing?
We're trying to figure stuff out about race. We're on a podcast right now.
With who?
Me and Chris. We're on my podcast. You're on it.
Chris who?
Chris, the girl. The girl that I do a podcast with every weekend. Chris.
Yes, it'd be nice
Chris
to meet.
Chris McManus. Yeah, she's here.
Oh.
Yeah. And you're on...
Say the Jewish are a race. I would say Samoan's a race.
All right.
Just like Italian.
Italian's a race? Italian's not a race. Italian is... We're our ethnicity.
We're a specific race because we kick ass.
Did you say we're Pacific? Pacific.
Yes, he said Pacific. Specifically speaking.
Honestly, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. That's.
I would say Samoans. Yeah. But.
Like Americans, like if right. we went over, American, is American a race? If you're saying Samoans are a race, is American a race?
American's definitely not a race.
No, it's a hindrance. No.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, is this like genders now? Do we have like races for everything?
No. Hey,
no.
One other thing while I got you. We were trying to figure out, remember that band I was in when I was like 14 and I played with those college kids in Boston?
Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Well, when you weren't wasted, do you remember any of their names?
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah.
All I remember was, like, the drummer for Death Angel was there or something.
Oh, at the party?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
there was, like, a drummer from, like, a big metal or a thrash metal band there. And
Stuttering John was one of the guys, too, that went to college with them. I remember he was at a few of them. Yeah.
And I remember that the drum kit had a screwdriver for a bass.
Yeah.
A bass hammer.
He didn't have a head. Yeah, he didn't have a hammer for his drum pedal.
I don't remember any of their names.
Oh,
though.
Man. We would try to figure out, like, any of their names.
Yeah, because
I want to look
them up.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to look them up on Facebook or
all these
Instagram.
Years later.
No, dude, I woke up in my car in Boston.
Oh, my God.
So
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember much.
Yeah, you were the first one that was completely wasted every time.
Well, yeah, every floor was doing something different. You had, like, punch on one floor, weed on another,
yes.
some guy yeah. running around with a tequila bottle.
Yeah, that was Derek John, the tequila guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got hooked up with that. That's what wrecked me.
Well, all right. Well, appreciate the knowledge
you.
Drop.
Thanks for your info.
I don't know if I dropped any knowledge. But
well, we learned that you like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, dude. Seriously, right?
All right, love you, bro. I'll talk to you later.
All right, love you too, man. Have a good time on your podcast.
Oh,
boss.
Thanks.
We
bye.
Will. Bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, we learned nothing. he gave we me nothing. Like he answered it with a question. I think. I mean. So we don't know if Samoans are race. I still don't know if
I
Jews.
I still don't know.
I'm going to assume Jews are a race.
I think it's people
race.
From Samoa are Samoan. Yeah. Like people from America are Americans. So it's. I don't think it's a race or an ethnicity.
Right. But Jewish people.
But there could be Jewish Samoan people. So what does that make them?
Well, is it a religious thing?
A race is people that are. I just read the
European.
Fucking,
I'll say Jewish people are European.
But there's Jewish people here.
I know, because I think that's a religion.
I think it is too.
Judaism
but why
is a religion.
Why?
Like black people and white people don't have a separate religion. We all.
Let me
like,
ask you this: there's certain diseases that are affiliated with Jewish people. Like, and they're like, no, like
why
blood disorders, like Ashkenazi. All right, well, we're not going to get into
what?
This. All
Did you say Kishkas? I think that's a food.
Gefilte fish. I can't talk. I am quarter Jew, so it's fine. But I'm just. It's just interesting to me to figure out how they're categorized. And when you're called a racist, like, is it against, you know, like fat people?
Well, wonder if we just look like fat people are a race.
No.
I'm going to say.
I think that
what
because they have similar characteristics, right? They have similar. Whatever's I don't know. This is very deep for a Sunday
all
morning.
All races.
What?
All right. So there's white, there's black or African American, there's Asian, American Indian,
or other
Alaska Nature, and Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander. So that might be what
so
the race
it?
Of Samoans
there's
are.
There's only five?
Yeah, I wrote
and other.
The races. These are all the races.
Oh. The Boston Marathon, the New York City Marathon.
There's also the big one, which is the race to the vending machine.
That's right. The race. The rat race.
Wow.
All right.
I got nothing. I got nothing else, man.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. So we learned,
covered a lot.
What did we learn
today?
Today?
I don't really know.
Babies hurt. And Samoans are...
A race.
Are Hawaiian. And my brother likes spaghetti.
So if you want to learn more, join us next week.
Yeah, next week where we're going to talk.
We're going to cover. Yeah.
We're going to talk about female genital mutilations from Africa.
No, we're not. No, we're going to talk about, like, can trees be races?
Mm-hmm.
They're living
nowadays,
things.
Yeah. So you just opened Pandora's box.
Yeah, I like to open Pandora's box because people are... Idiots.
Oh, wrong one. Yeah, there it is. All right, folks.
All right.
This is all we got. Sorry, it's Sunday. We don't give a shit.
We could have kept going.
Could have. We could do another 10 minutes.
No.
No. Have a good day.
Yes, get on with your Sunday, bitches.
And don't forget to listen to the Yep Town podcast and share us with all your friends.
That's right.
Bye.
Bye.
How do you shut this off?
I don't know. Is this your first day?